With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news as the annual White House Correspondent Dinner was cut short last night as President Trump and other top U.S. leaders were evacuated from the Washington Hilton Hotel uninjured after a gunman opened fire. The FBI says the shooter is in custody. The members of the press still dressed for the event moved to the White House briefing room where President Trump answered questions and made statements about the shooting.
A man charged a security checkpoint armed with multiple weapons, and he was taken down by some very brave members of Secret Service, and they acted very quickly.
D.C. police have identified the suspect as 31-year-old Cole Allen from Torrance, California, and believe he was a guest at the hotel. The FBI is currently investigating at the suspect's home in California. We will continue to follow this developing story and bring you updates through the night. Britain's King Charles is on his way to the U.S. next week, and as correspondent Danica Kirka reports, the king is hoping to strengthen ties between Britain and the U.S.
King Charles III and Queen Camilla are embarking on a four-day state visit to the United States. This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991. It stressed unity among the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom. It stressed their common culture, and it stressed the long ties between the military and the governments of both countries.
The latest attempt at ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran appears to have failed again. Tehran's top diplomat left Pakistan Saturday, and President Trump says he told envoys not to travel to Islamabad. The talks were meant to follow historic face-to-face negotiations earlier this month. Iranian officials questioned U.S. trustworthiness after American forces blockade Iranian ports. This is SRN News. A new report on persecution focuses on abductions.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that while many Christians are killed or physically abused for their faith, a large number are also kidnapped. Sometimes the kidnappers, often radical Muslims, want ransom from the victim's family. But often the person abducted is a young Christian woman who is then subjected to a forced marriage. GCR says Mexico had the most kidnappings over the last 2 years, followed by Nigeria and India. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Kansas law will allow college students to sue their schools for free speech violations. In Tennessee, a new law will encourage teachers and professors to include the positive impacts of religion in American history courses. Both are being done in the name of Charlie Kirk. More than 60 Kirk-themed bills have been proposed in the last 20 states seeking to promote his ideology, establish official days of remembrance, or affix his name to roads and public places. This is SRN News. The health of Israel's leader is in the news.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has undergone treatment for prostate cancer and is now healthy. He says 2.5 months ago, his doctors discovered and treated a small tumor at Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital with radiation treatment. Professor Aaron Popovster is director of the Sherat Institute of Oncology at the hospital. He says a few months ago, during a completely routine checkup, a 0.9-centimeter finding was incidentally discovered in the Honorable Prime Minister. The Prime Minister underwent a thorough examination, and it was determined the disease is at a very early stage. I'm Ed Donahue.
A U.S. soldier involved with the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been granted bond a day after being charged with using classified information about the operation to win more than $400,000 in an online prediction market. Federal prosecutors have classified this information. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.